China's expected reduction of feed wheat use, with current wheat consumption seen at a staggering 150 MMT in 2021, China's demand for grains remains persistent. Demand continued to grow, driven by feed and residual demand that has grown 22 MMT in the past two decades. Chinese feed mills usually rely on government reserves for wheat supply, but mills are now decreasing wheat use in their formulations as current corn is priced cheaper relative to wheat. With that in mind, 2021-2022 demand could see usage of feed wheat slashed by 50% from 40 MMT to around 20 MMT, or even lower. Additional pressure comes from China's restrictions on state wheat reserves sales. This has driven some feed mills to remove wheat entirely from their formulations. In all cases, corn and soybean meal will replace protein in the feed formulations. On another note, Russian wheat will be buoyed by positive demand news in that China has stated it will be allowing imports of Russian wheat and barley. Previously, Russian imports were few as China had phytosanitary concerns over quality and fungus. This is great news for those Russian exporters that have been trying to increase volumes over many years. Bottom line is that Chinese demand should be watched closely in the coming few years as it continues to focus on food security.